children. You are more than blessed. Amen. Now you're supposed to have marched in here singing a glorious song. I wonder why you didn't. So I want you to stand up. They're going to storm the devil on his feet, on his head. Okay? All right? You're going to storm the devil on all over because he's under your feet. One, two, go. It's the Holy Ghost in fire, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost in fire, keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost in fire, keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost in fire and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. He is all over me and he's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. He is all over me and he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. The Holy Ghost on fire and is keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Is the Holy Ghost on fire and is keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. He is all over me, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. He is all over me and is keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Praise ye the Lord. Who is keeping you alive? Jesus is keeping all of us alive. Praise the Lord. As these kids out here to share with you some of what they have been learning, be patient. Remember their kids. Okay? Be patient. Hallelujah. Let us welcome His Excellency, the Commander-in-Chief of the armies of heaven, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the first, come on, the last, He in whom we live, He in whom we have our being. Can you please help me welcome His Excellency? If you can stand up, please stand up. When celebrities come to town, we'll get all over, but we have more than a celebrity. He's our keeper. He's our shade upon the right hand. The sun doesn't smite us by day by reason of the anointing of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we exalt your most holy name for such a time as this, that we can be in your presence and listen to a few of the nuggets the kids are going to share with us that will benefit all of us. Because I'm benefited, I'm blessed as these children memorize, I'm forced to memorize the scriptures with them too. That Lord, I may not be a hearer, I may be a doer by His grace also. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. With thanksgiving, hallelujah. Now, the topic of our discussion, please, I would like somebody to help me get this out of here and get me the smaller platform so my kids who are doing the preaching can feel comfortable. Thank you very much. Please, will you take this out of here and get me the smaller one so the kids can. Please, could somebody help me get this out of here? It's got rollers on it. I need a smaller podium for them. Thank you. Now, we have been discussing with the kids. No, it's just got rollers on it. We have been discussing with the kids for the last few months, a month or so, a special ark of safety. How many know who our ark of safety is? Jesus is our ark of safety. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's sing this first hymn. If you want to join us, that'll be fine. Because we are, bless you, we are walking with the Lord in the light of His word. And what a glory His ark sheds on our way. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. share the mics. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. Though we do His good will, He abides with us still, and alone we will trust and obey. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you very much. Now, our topic of discussion with the kids has been on the Ark of Safety, on the Ark. Now, I'm going to ask the bunch of stuff we have learned, and we're going back into a few things we have learned before, and we jar it into their memory by asking a few questions. Keoma. First question goes to you. How long did the children of Israel wander in the wilderness? How long did the children of Israel wander in the wilderness? When I ask a question, please pass the mic to that person, okay? How long were they in the wilderness? Did you get that?
40 years.
Good job. 40 years. They were there for 40 years. Praise ye the Lord. Now, why did the journey to the promised land, this question goes to Chileteram. Why did the journey to the promised land take 40 years? Why did the journey take 40 years? Why?
Because they kept murmuring and they kept complaining through the journey in doubt.
They kept complaining. Amen. So a journey of 40 days, a journey that would have taken them to the promised land in just 40 days, it took them 40 years. 40 years. May God's promise to you and me not that would have taken a day, they not take 10 years. Amen. That's a lesson to be learned. Because what? They were disobedient, they murmured, and they complained. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Tochi, there was a memory verse. Is Tochi there? Where's Tochi? Was there a memory verse we learned about these things?
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Awesome. What's your name again? His name is Tochi, so he knows. Now, the point is this to the children. Whether you have mommy gives you spaghetti or green beans or asparagus, in everything give thanks. Amen? If they had just taken, not complained, they would have been okay. The journey was taking them how long? 40 days. Well, it took them 40 years. So praise you, the Lord. Thank you very much, Tochi. Now, there's a song we learned about this topic. You remember the song? Will you stand up? And we sing that song. It talks about obedience. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There's a different version, all right? Go ahead.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. For this is right.
So I'm forced to learn the memory verse as I sing. Praise God. Amen. Now when they were in the journey for 40 years, this question goes to Mishana. Did their shoes wear out in the wilderness for 40 years? Where's Mishana? Did their shoes wear out? Now,
thank you.
I don't quite understand that, so I'm going to ask Peculia to explain that to me, what that means.
Deuteronomy chapter 21. 40 years in the wilderness, your clothes are now waxed old upon you, and thy shoe is now waxed upon thy foot, that their shoe, which is growing every time they grow.
What? She said their shoes growing as they grew. So it means if you are 5 years old and you are in the wilderness, which you are not, it means your shoes just got life and said growing on its own because it never grew up. Am I right?
Yes.
We have serve a God that can save to the end, to the uttermost, to the uttermost. I serve a Savior that keeps to the end. Jesus saves to the uttermost. There's a song that the children learned. Like to them to sing that song. Now, it was a memory verse. Ruth, where's Ruth? Ah, There's Ruth. Hi, Mama. Hi, Mama. Okay. What was the memory verse? Tell me about it.
Luke chapter 37, with God nothing shall be. Luke chapter 1, with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37, with God nothing shall be impossible.
Amen. With God nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who gave, this question goes to Nathan. Who gave Moses the commandment to build the Ark of the Covenant? Where's Nathan? Who gave Moses the commandment to build the Ark?
God.
God. Amen. Thank you, Nathan. Now, this question goes to Royal. Royal, was the ark an ordinary ark? Was it just an ordinary box?
No.
Are you serious? No. It was not just an ordinary box. Thank you. Thank you. How old are you, buddy?
Six.
All right. You said, let's teach these children early. When the going gets tough, these words will come to their head. Amen. That's the whole purpose. Hallelujah. Now, what was the ark covered in? Was it covered in bronze? Was it covered? This question goes to Chidi. Where's Chidi? Where's Chidi? Oh, yeah, buddy. Tell me. What was it covered in?
Gold.
Just gold. It was a shiny gold. Nathan, how would you describe that gold? Where's Nathan? Wow. What kind of gold? Because, you know, they have the one they make in Aba Market. And they have the one they make, where's the other place where they make in China? What kind of gold was this?
Pure gold.
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. It was pure gold. Amen. Now, Brian, I'm going to ask you to describe, where's Brian? Brian, all right. I'm going to ask you to describe this Ark of the Covenant. Can you describe it? You can? Awesome. Let's listen to you then.
Is there a mic behind you there?
The Ark was gold. And there was two poles, two angels stretching over the mercy seat.
All right, I'm going to have Noye, what, and who else? Jizimbi and Chidi, come and describe who. Sit down. Yeah, come. Come and describe to us. Come on, both, all three of you. Come on, because some of us don't know what the ark looks like. Okay, the ark was. Who else was going to describe the ark for me? Who else can try to describe the ark? Can you try? Can you try? Okay, let me hear you. You want to describe it?
So it was a gold box. There were two poles on each side, and there was a mercy seat on the top of the box, and two angels stretching over it.
Amen. Yes, give up. So it was a gold box, and then on top of the gold, that's this rectangular box. Okay. So let's assume that's a picture of the box with two handles on it. Okay. And there was a mercy seat. right between those angels. So I'm going to assume this is where God decided to be his seat. And the angels, seraphims, stretched their hands above the mercy seat. That's the picture of what God, told do it exactly as I showed you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All covered in gold. And it took four people to carry that ark. It's like we learned, it's not just an ordinary box. We're going to find out some of the special things that happened around the ark. Praise ye the Lord. Praise. Now, thank you, folks. Nnamdi, this question goes, is Nnamdi around? All right. What items were put in the ark? What items were supposed to be put in the ark?
They were Aaron's rod, manna, and the Ten Commandments.
Do you have a reference for that? You do? You remember? Awesome.
It's Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verse 4.
Thank you. You see, everything we try to teach the kids, we have to have a reference for it. So it's not just talking, oh, Pastor Peter said. No, Pastor Peter didn't say. The word of God said. Why was Aaron, this question goes to Obina. Why was Aaron's rod put into the ark? Why was it put into the ark? Where's Obina? Why was Aaron's rod put into the ark?
Because his rod started to blossom.
His rod started blossoming. Now, we're going to hear the whole story behind the story why Aaron's rod started to blossom. Amen. Yes, please give him a hand clap. Now, we have learned so far, one of the ways that God manifested himself to the children of Israel in the wilderness, what one way do any of you remember God showed his presence to the children of Israel? What one way? Yes, tell me.
The bush on fire and it didn't burn.
The bush that was on fire and it didn't burn down. That's one, yes. Who knows another way God revealed himself? Yes?
As a cloud. Day.
Glory cloud by day and what else by night? What else by night?
Pillar of fire.
As a pillar of fire by night. Amen. Now, this question I'm going to ask goes to Joseph. Other than the pillar of fire by night, the glory cloud by day, what other way did he show or manifest his presence around? This question goes to Joseph. Yes. And
God was with them through the Ark of the Covenant. Everywhere they carried the Ark, God's presence was with them.
Amen. Thank you. So everywhere they went, the ark, there was just miracles. Things started happening around the ark. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Joseph. Now, this question goes to Ruth. How does God dwell with us as Christians today? How does God dwell with us as Christians today? This question goes to Ruth.
The Holy Spirit.
As the Holy Spirit. Does anybody have help her with this? A reference? A Bible reference to that? Anybody help her? With a Bible reference? All of you older ones who read very well, come on.
Can you help her?
Emperor?
Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God hurts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So as Christians, the Holy Ghost dwells within us. Now, as we move forward, there's a question I was going to ask the kids down the road. It was important because it's important to know which family. Israel had a bunch of kids. Okay? Shall I ask them? Some of them know how to sing this song to jar their memory on the number of kids that Israel had. Precious. You remember that song? Jelan. Peculia. Who knows that song? Ruth. Okay, all, come on, all of you come up here. Come up here. Oh, yeah, come. Yeah, come on. All four of you, or five of you. You know the song? All right, come. Quickly.
Had 12 sons, the children of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, then Levi, Judah, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, last one, Joseph, and Benjamin. Jacob had 12 sons, oh yes, and one daughter. Dinah and the 12 sons were the children of Israel. Jacob had 12 sons, the children of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, then Levi, Judah, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, last one, Joseph, and Benjamin. Jacob had 12 sons, oh yes, and one daughter. Dinah and the 12 sons were the children of Israel.
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Now, we're going to the activities and stuff that happened through the journey. Through the journey in the wilderness. In the wilderness, certain things started happening. I'm going to ask Adoma. Certain people started thinking, hey, you know, Moses, what are you talking about? We God talks to us too. Aaron, you are not it. We also can prophesy. We can lead. Who was this guy? And tell me about you. Tell me what it was about this guy and what was the problem.
My name's Adoma. And based on number 16, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and 25 other men, they didn't like the way Moses and Aaron were ruling or like leading, and then so they decided to rebel, and God basically judged them, and like the earth swallowed them.
What? The earth swallowed them. Was that the first earthquake we recorded in the Bible on this side? Was that the first earthquake? Yep. On this side of Genesis, the very first earthquake was a judgment against folks who rebelled against God's anointed. Don't be that guy. It's basically rebelling against God. Thank you, Adoma. Christina, who was the leader of this rebellion, this religious gang? What was his name? Where's Christina? What was his name of the leader of these bad guys?
Korah.
Thank you, Christina. Now, what does this remind us of? There was a guy who wanted to be like God. What does this? Who does this remind us of? Where is Jair here? Yeah, tell us who does remind us. What happened to him? What does that remind us of? When this guy, who does it remind us of?
Lucifer.
Lucifer. What's another name for Lucifer?
The devil.
And what happened to him?
God sent him down like lightning.
He sent him down like lightning. Ow! Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Jia. Now, we are talking about the ark. Which family this question goes to? Is Kevin in the house? Is Kevin in the house? Yes. This question goes to Kevin. There was a particular tribe that was responsible for everything that had to do with the sanctuary, the ark. There was a particular tribe. And tell me what they did, where your reference from. Go ahead. Put the mic.
My name is Kevin, and the tribe that did all of that is the Levite. The reference I got that from is Deuteronomy 10, chapter 10, verse 8. Unto him and bless his name. The God told them that they have to do everything that has to, that comes with the ark and has to do with the ark, and they have to keep it in the sanctuary, and they have to do everything with the sanctuary.
Thank you. So was the tribe of Levi, that's why they sang the first song. There are 12 tribes, we know their names, and the tribe of Levi was, that family was, they were responsible for taking care of anything that pertained to the sanctuary. They had no inheritance. Whereas the other tribe, they got a land here and a land here and this there, that particular tribe had no inheritance. Of that tribe was Aaron, who the other bad guys who are rebelling against. Praise ye the Lord. Now, who took over after the death of Moses? Who took over after the death of Moses? Nathaniel? Who took over after the death of Moses? Nathaniel, where are you? Who took over?
Joshua.
Joshua! Awesome, awesome. Go sit down, Auntie. Go sit down, Auntie. Okay? Thank you. Praise ye the Lord. So Joshua took over. Now we're going to go into the various events that happened around the ark. Praise the Lord. Promise would go first. Tell us what happened around the ark. Give us, if you have any scriptural reference, okay? What is the first thing?
My name is Promise Akinloso too, and I will be referencing the book of Joshua. In Joshua 6, verse 1 through 8, the Ark of the Covenant being with them helped win the battle and knocked down the wall of Jericho by using trumpets around the city. And when they blew the last trumpet, everyone screamed as loud as they could, and the wall of Jericho fell down. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Promise. That was the first thing that Joshua took when he took over from Moses. Now, Noyen is going to tell us about one big battle, one of the countries or nations that was constantly fighting Israel all the time and over and over and over. No, yeah?
Hello, everyone. My name is Nanye, and I will be... And I will be talking about the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 4. So the Israelites were in another war against the Philistines, and they were not doing well. So they decided to go bring the Ark of the Covenant so that maybe it could help them. When they brought it to the camp, the Israelites shouted a mighty shout of joy, so that the earth rang. When the Philistines heard this, they were confused. Then they figured out that the ark had come to the camp, and they became very afraid because they knew this was the same God who had done the 10 plagues. And they became very afraid. So after this, the Philistines decided to build each other up. And they said, "Be strong and quit yourselves like men." So they went back into battle and chased every man into their tent and killed 30,000 footmen of the Israelites. And they also had killed Hophni and Phinehas, Eli's sons. Meanwhile, a messenger had come from the battle to tell Eli what had happened. At this time, Eli was 98 years old. He was very old. His eyes were dim and he could not see. Eli was sitting down when the messenger had come to tell him what had happened. The messenger told him about how his sons were dead and told him that the ark had been stolen. When the messenger said this, Eli fell back, broke his neck, and died. Then Phinehas' wife heard the news and immediately had a baby. She named the child Ichabod, meaning the glory has departed from Israel, because the ark had been taken. And she said, "The glory is departed from Israel, and the ark of God is taken." Thank you very much.
Thank you. She went beyond the call of duty. Awesome job. Thank you very much, Nanye. Now, Joel, who was the high priest during that time? Who was the high priest? Who was the priest?
Eli.
Thank you. Now, this question goes to Brian. Why did the ark get stolen? Where's Brian? Brian, are you there? Why did the ark get taken? Why was it taken from the Israelites?
because his sons were acting. They were sinful people.
Yes, they were disobedient. The priests, Eli's sons, they were doing stuff as priests that they weren't supposed to do. So the ark, God was angry, the ark was taken. Praise the Lord. Now, after the ark was taken, Chizimdi, tell me about it. Is Chizimdi here? Oh, okay. Thank you. Tell me where you're referencing from. You want to come up here? Come. Are you okay there? All right.
First Samuel, chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it to Idrus and to When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashton rose early on the Dagon.
Philistines God. And Peculiar, you want to add some to that? When they took, what happened?
Dagon fell and the Philistines took Dagon back to his bed. The next day, Dagon fell, and every part of his body were just cut.
So, now, this question goes to, Jia. Where did they take the ark? Where did they take the ark to?
They take the ark to Dagon.
Dagon's temple. All right. Now, Precious, what happened to Dagon in the presence of the ark? Why? What happened to him?
When they put Dagon inside of the room, where they put the ark where Dagon was, then when they went to sleep, he fell over, and then they put him back up, and he fell down again this time, but his head was cut off, and his legs, and his arms.
Why do you think that was so?
Because the presence of God was in the room.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. God's presence was potent in the ark. There's no God like Jehovah, Lord Divine. Amen? There's no other God but God. So he had to. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Precious. Now I'm going to call on Joel Ann to tell us about the ark, the Philistines, and what happened around them when they had that ark with them, and how they tried to say, hey, we can't have this.
So in First Samuel chapter, my name is Joel. In First Samuel chapter 6, the Philistines wanted to return the Ark of the Covenant, and they had had it for 7 months.
The reason why they wanted to return it was because ever since they had it, people had been dying, getting sick, and having boils, and they wanted to return it back to the Israelites. So when they wanted to return it, the Philistines asked some priests and diviners what they should do before they return it. And they told the priests and diviners told them that if they want to send it back, they have to send it back with a trespass offering. So they told them to get 5 golden mice, 5 golden emeralds, and send it back together with the Ark of the Covenant. Then they told some servants to get a new cart that they could send it back. So while the Philistines were rolling the cart to the Ark of the to the people of Beth Shemesh, the people of Beth Shemesh were working in the field, harvesting and doing their work. When they saw that the Philistines were bringing the Ark of the Covenant, they were very happy and they rejoiced. But then some of them went to go and look inside the Ark of the Covenant, and God killed them because it was only the Levites that were supposed to handle the Ark of the Covenant. And God killed 50,070 people because only the Levites were supposed to handle the Ark of the Covenant. So then the people of Beth Shemesh were like, who is this God that is so strong that can kill all these people at one time? And they decided that they would give it away because they didn't want it anymore. So this shows that we always have to reverence God's things that have to do with God, because some people it brings a blessing and some people it brings a punishment.
Praise the Lord. Like Kevin told us earlier, the responsibility of handling the ark and anything that pertained to the worship of God in the sanctuary, in the tabernacle, in the wilderness, was strictly the Levites. But these guys, they thought, oh, let's see what's in there. They went, bye-bye. Amen. And 50,000 of them started dying. They had boils in places that you don't want to know. They said, we've got to get rid of this thing. Oh, no, no. So whereas God is a blessing, it could be a curse on the other hand when you are not doing what you're not supposed to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Joelle-Anne. Now, I'm going to ask David to tell us about the return of the ark. Is David around? Can you handle it? About the return. Can you try?
It says that after they gave it to David, to the Israelites, David was scared of the ark, so he sent one of his trusted men to go give the ark to Bethlehem, someone named Bethlehem. Then after some days, he heard that Bethlehem was getting good luck, so he asked the same men to go get the ark from Bethlehem for him to have the good luck.
Thank you. He said that to the best of his ability. All right, I'm going to ask if Precious can fill in the gap. Precious, and tell me where you are reading from or where you're looking at it.
Hi, my name is Precious, and I'll be citing Second Samuel, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. While they were returning the Ark of the Covenant from while they were getting the Ark of the Covenant when it was stolen, they were carrying the Ark, and the oxen accidentally moved the Ark, and Uzzah tried to stop, to put his hand and try to stop it, and God killed him because he wasn't supposed to touch it, only the Levites.
Thank you.
Now, the next question goes to Ruby. Ruby, are you there? Tell us where you'll be. The activities of what happened with the ark. Tell us where you're coming, where you're reading from, or where you're going to summarize to us.
I'm going to be reading from 2 Samuel 6, 11 to 15, but I'll just summarize it. So it's talking about two people, a man named Obed-Edom and King David. So the ark was taken to many different states or countries, but everyone else said no. But Edom took in the ark gleefully, and God blessed him. When David heard that Obed-Edom was blessed, David wanted the ark for himself so that God could bless him too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruby. So, first, David was scared because bad stuff started happening when he saw Uzzah fall over and die for trying to help the ark, because it's not his duty to do that. And then he said, you know what? David said, just take this ark. Let this guy go take it. Let him go get it. Obed-Edom. And God bless Obed-Edom. Nyafum, nyafum. He blessed him so much. David got jealous. Oh my goodness. I didn't know. Had I known, I should have taken this ark. So he went, got his armies, and got everybody to go get that ark so he could get blessed. Nyafum, nyafum. Like Obed-Edom. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Mishana. Is Mishana here? Tell me. What happens to you when you have God with you?
You're blessed.
What did you say?
You're blessed.
Blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are blessed, same as Obed-Edom was blessed. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I'm going to ask Joel. There's a memory verse we all learned, Romans 8, 28. Do you remember it? Who remembers it? You do? Awesome. Let me ask you if you remember it. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, first.
And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for them that who call him according to his purpose.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are the called according to his purpose.
Hallelujah. Who else is going to try on this side?
And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God according to his purpose.
And we know that all things work together for those to them that love God, according to his purpose.
Praise ye the Lord. We know that all things. Oh, Joseph, you remember too? Okay, let us know. Tell me.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah. So no matter, so no matter what we go through, no matter the ups and downs, because we love God, all things are going to work together for good. Is it some things? All things. All things. Folks, we got to believe it. We got to believe it. Now, Adugo, how did God prove? We've gone through the whole story. You remember how God proved whom he had chosen among the tribe of Levites? When those guys were rebelling, do you remember?
The way God proved the one he had chosen was that he had every son from each tribe bring a rod made from the house of their fathers. And as a representative for the Levi tribe, Aaron brought his. And he had the rods placed in front of him. And the next day, Aaron's rod was the one that bloomed. And he said that whoever's rod had bloomed was the one he had chosen. The Bible reference of this is Numbers chapter 17.
Numbers chapter 17. Now, all these rebels, God had to prove, say, you know what? There are 12 tribes in Israel. Let each tribe bring a rod. And listen, Moses, take the rod from each of the members of the 12 tribes. While the kids sang the song there, Jacob is same as Israel. Jacob has 12 sons, oh yes, and one daughter. So there are 12 tribes. And God said, whose rod buds? That's the person I've chosen. They were rebelling against who? They rebelled against Moses and Aaron. So all the 12 tribes, they all got a stick and put it in front of the temple, in front of the ark, inside the sanctuary. 24 hours later, Aaron's rod. How can a stick, just caught a stick, caught a stick and put it. And within 24 hours, the following day, it flowered. So, however many sons he had, 12, each one brought one stick. So there are 12 sticks put in front of the ark. 24 hours later, Aaron's rod budded. So God put to silence the rebellion of the others. She mentioned Korah and the gang of rebels. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We try to do this to make us all aware of the consequences and the importance as children, all of us, giving reverence to the Holy Spirit in our lives. There's no ark for us to physically see. Okay, but we all have the Holy Spirit within us to guide us into all truth. Praise ye the Lord. Now, we give Thanksgiving is around the corner now. Do we thank God sometime? Do we give God thanks all the time? Christina, sometime when things are good or when things are bad? What do we do?
All the time.
All the time. When the going gets good and when the going gets... Do we give God glory all the time?
Hmm? All the time.
Praise ye the Lord. As we round up, I know there's a lot of activities we have set up for today, so we tried to be brief. And go after what the Lord says. This is the admonition to all of us, myself inclusive. Let's obey the Lord. to the best of our ability. And his, and all things, no matter the challenges, if we have challenges and stuff, all things he promises us will work together for good. To all that love God, to all those who are called, the called according to God's promises. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, we're going to, in rounding up, there's a special hymn that the kids would like to sing to us. If you'd like to join us, that will be fantastic. Let me make sure we're ready for that. Lord, the guys that were complaining, we are teaching ourselves and the children not to complain, right? Right? Okay. Which song are you going to do for us first? Which song are you going to do for us first? Okay, stand up. I know you've been singing for a long time. You want to stand up? You know the song we're going to do? Which song are you going to do? All right, they said they're going to sing for us, do everything without complaining, because they don't want, like those bad guys who are complaining, and then a journey of how many years? 40 days, took them 40 years. So children, you're not supposed to complain. If mommy gives you cereal, eat it. Don't complain. If mommy gives you asparagus, eat it. If she gives you broccoli, say thank you, mommy, and eat it. Okay? That's the whole purpose. Okay?
You cannot complain.
Oh, no. Praise ye the Lord. I love they tell it to you straight. Amen. Amen. He says, hallelujah. All right. Everybody ready? One, two, go.
Oh, you are complaining. Do everything without arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God. Without complaining, without arguing, do everything. Do.
Give you asparagus. Praise the Lord. So when mommy gives you asparagus, you don't complain. That you want, mommy, I want hamburger. Huh, General? You got to be happy with whatever mommy gives you. Praise the Lord. Now, I think there's one more hymn on the memory verse they're supposed to in. Okay, stand up, kids. Romans 8, 28. Just give me a minute. Tech. We're waiting for the chord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Things work together for good to those who love God. All things work together for good to those who love according to His purpose. All things work together for good to those who love God. All things work together for good. All things work together for good to
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In closing, let's all sing this word of God. Ancient words. Ancient words, holy words that our forefathers in the faith have kept. Praise ye the Lord. Would you all stand up? Everybody stand up. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The faith of our fathers. Ancient words ever true. I once read the history of the disciples, what they did, the price they paid for the faith we have now. These are ancient words that are ever true. May we not take this faith of ours for granted. Can somebody say amen? One of the disciples, when he was to be killed on the cross, said, "No, I can't. You can't hang me like you did the Lord. Just put me upside down and I'll be fine." And he was killed hanging upside down. Praise the Lord. May we not take this faith for granted. And I mean that truly to all of us. Because sometimes the going gets good, we think the world doesn't rotate without us. Ancient words ever true. Well preserved. What would you do about this faith? What would I do? When the going gets tough, would you back away? Would you say, "I don't know him"? Would you say, "I don't know him"? Some people, the catacombs, the hidden holes, dug them out. Some of them were fed to lions. Fed to lions. The faith of our fathers. May you, may me, may I not forsake him in the hour. Your temptation may not be theirs. You may not have to face a lion. You may not have to give up your life. But if you had to give it up, would you do it? For this faith. Some people, I remember a story I read. This lady, they were going to do some bad stuff to her. Rather than succumb to these men, she grabbed, she said, "Please let me go to the bathroom. I need to use the bathroom." She broke the window and lacerated herself. And they couldn't do any bad stuff to her. May God give you the grace. May God give me the grace. When it going gets tough, to stand for the faith. Praise you, the Lord. Praise. I want all of us to please stretch our hands to bless these children as we close. I want to thank you for giving the opportunity to be of service. I really cherish these children very much so. I really do. Because there's what they will face that you will not face. We have to make them strong in the Lord. I was hearing a testimony the other day. I think it was Precious telling one of our sisters. He said, now understand Pastor Peter was saying about this evolution stuff. We are teaching them evolution. He said, I remember I don't come from none of those demon things they are talking about, but I was created in God's image. Praise ye the Lord. I was created in God's image. It's important. He said, it gets confusing. So let's pray for these children. Pray for your children that the Lord will keep the wiles of the enemy that they are throwing at them. It's not funny at all. It's not funny at all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask if Sister Buki would come and pray for these children. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Some of you have grandchildren here. They may not be here too, but pray for them that they'll fight a good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Precious Jesus, we thank you for these children. You said, let the children come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Thank you for these children. Thank you, Lord. It gladdens our hearts just to see them grow in you. Father, we magnify your name. We thank you for what they have taught us this morning. Lord, let these words abide in them and in us in Jesus' name. Lord, these words that they have been taught will not depart from them. We should teach our children in the way of the Lord, that when they are grown, they will not depart from it. We believe your word, O God. These ones shall not depart from you and from your word in Jesus' name. Father, Jesus, you said our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. So shall it be concerning every single one of them that are here and those that are not even here, represented in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because these ones shall stand against the enemies at the gate in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because our children, oh God, they will heed the voice from the temple, the voice from the city, they will not heed in Jesus' name. Father, we bless these children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will grow in your knowledge and in your favor in Jesus' name. Blessed be your name, O God. Lord, we thank you for their instructors and their teachers. We want to thank you this morning for Pastor Peter and the entire team. Lord, we appreciate him, Lord, and everything. And Lord, we just bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, let your wisdom continually be upon them. Lord, give them wisdom, just like you did unto Solomon. Wisdom to teach these children, to understand them, to direct them. Lord God Almighty, this is a great feat, but Lord, not greater than you. You know all the wiles of the enemy. This one shall not be overtaken in the name of Jesus. They will be speared in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for what you have done today. Even we trust you for greater heights, you will take them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name. We return the glory to you, Lord. The honor and the majesty in the name of Jesus. And on that day when you shall count your jewels, these ones shall be counted. They will be among in the name of, they will be separated for the master's use in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we declare and decree, no evil shall befall any of you and no plague shall come near your dwelling in mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Everybody said, let's just pray over the offering. We thank you, Father. Thank you very much. I thought somewhere. Thank you, everybody, for the offering. Anybody have something in there? It's 100% goes to the gospel. That's the beauty of what we have here. Praise ye the Lord. Everybody here is a volunteer. My wife will be traveling next week, and she covets your prayers. Would you come up here, baby? we're traveling to? Okay, Mama. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. The Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you stand up? You know, going tonight, that it takes the bold, the courageous. Hallelujah. But we thank God that they'll go and come back. In the name of Jesus. We know that like all others have gone, they'll receive favor, blessing, with and without. Is there somebody else that's traveling that will come join? Am I missing something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So please stretch your hands this way. Your hands are blessed. That's it is. With the blessings of God and anyone you touch. So as you go out today, touch somebody. Okay? Touch somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for my sisters here who will be traveling. Let your presence go with them in the name of Jesus. Behold them. The son of wickedness will not see them. In the name of Jesus. As you have be with me, I leave you nor forsake you. Let come to pass that which was spoken by your very mouth. In the name of Jesus. Let the angel excel in strength, power, execute that which has been spoken. By the reason of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord, because the words that we speak, he said, their spirit and their life. Let life of the Christ, that life that could not hold Jesus in the grave, let it be imparted upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Everyone, behold, they'll say, wow, untouchable, impossible, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because the words will not fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Every mode of transportation. Every mode of transportation. By air. On the road. In the name of Jesus. Ah, you go with them. In Jesus' mighty name. They will not stumble. They will not fall. In the name of Jesus. No weapon, no incantation from hell. We behold them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because the name of Jesus is a strong tower. Ah, Father, help them to listen to you. Where they should go. Where they should be and not be. When they're supposed to drink water or drink Coca-Cola. Let them be sensitive to the frequency of the Holy Spirit. Because you speak, sometimes we don't listen. Sometimes we are dull of you. We are tuned to things around us. Father, let them be tuned to the frequency of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. According to my word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. In Jesus. Jesus, much less than we have prayed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I have spoken, so let it be. And Father, I want to thank you for everybody that has reached from their reserve, that have reached from what you have blessed them with. Father, Lord, return it to them 100-fold, shaking down, running over. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because they will not lack. They will not. When the time of famine, there shall be abundance in their home. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Lord, should there be somebody here who's looking and searching for help from on high concerning a job, concerning his finances. You will to do exceedingly abundantly. Beyond our imagination, remember them for good in the name of Jesus. The shoes are not the same size. The shoes are not the same size. Grants desires for those looking for financial breakthrough. Establish them in this land in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. The wherewithal to raise these children, the finances, Lord, provide for them in Jesus' matchless name. Father, as they go out, let goodness locate them. Let favor be their portion in the name of Jesus. Favor from men, pray favor from God in the name of Jesus. Those that need establishment, well, maybe situations with immigration and what are you. Father, you that you have done it for folks before, Father, do it to the glory of your name in the name of Jesus. Thou may all rejoice. We may all rejoice and sing the song. Oh, the Lord has answered my prayer. I will give praises to him. If there's situation raising your hand, fix, please just raise your hand as we sing this song once or twice. If there's a situation you are needing help for, please raise your hand. The angels of God that excel in strength and power, the Lord is here and he sees your hand. Please raise it high. Raise it high. Say, touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. He has answered my prayer. I will sing praises to him. Answer him. Amen. The Lord has answered your prayer. In praises to him, oh, answer him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.